And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Daily Ding, another Summer League edition. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. With me, I've got Keith Parrish on the ground in Vegas. Keith, what's up?
Andrew, I'm going to need you to turn down your enthusiasm just a couple of degrees. It's a
Never.
Little early. It's a little Never. Early right now in Las Vegas. I just got my coffee from the casino floor. I'm back up in my room. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there.
Good. I thought we could just talk about players that popped in Summer League. These could be second-year players. They could be rookies. Whoever you want. I'm going to start. I really enjoyed Bol Bol in the Summer League. He has been super fun. Not only has he put up like some nice numbers, 21 points per game, I think almost 7 boards, 2 blocks. He's shooting 5 threes per game, making 40% of them. This is only in 3 games, so like take what you will from these stats. But he's been super good. He's been really fun. He's a guy that will grab the ball off the rim and push. I don't know what he is in the NBA. Because he's so slight, I don't really know what position he's supposed to play, but he's doing stuff.
So that's a big question. I had this conversation with somebody yesterday who was asking me about Bol Bol. And I don't know, again, the point of our exercise, yes, Bol Bol has been very fun in Summer League.
Yeah.
But I don't believe in Bol Bol.
Yeah.
Like Bol Bol NBA player. So I'm curious, do you think it translates at all? Like, what is he going to do in an actual NBA game?
I don't know. I'm just curious because the Nuggets are kind of wacky anyways. And you insert just this 7-footer that's really kind of a wing more than he is a big man.
Yeah.
But his handle isn't tight enough to be a wing. I don't know. My answer is I don't know. I'm just saying for our exercise only, super fun in Summer League. I hope it translates because I think he and Jokic on the court together just makes for just a fascinating watch.
It's true. I mean, they did it. Like he played in the bubble.
Yeah.
Back in Orlando that season, we saw some of it. It felt like preseason, even though those were technically regular season games.
Yes.
So, I mean, maybe they'll give him another shot and we'll see more of Bol Bol. If we're not worried about projection into the NBA, I'm going to stay very biased with my Grizzlies take.
Yeah.
And John Conchar has been dominating Summer League. This is a 6'5" shooting guard who's in the top 10 in all of Summer League in rebounds and blocks. He's getting over 10 rebounds per game. He's getting over 2 blocks per game. He barely ever shoots, but he's running up and down like a madman. And honestly, that's what I love about Summer League.
Yeah. No, that's great. What's his role project on the Grizzlies?
See, that's the thing. Can he even crack the top 10 of the Grizzlies rotation? I don't know. I would like to see him play some minutes somewhere. In his few opportunities his first 2 years in the NBA, he's been good. He's been effective every time he's played basketball. And you see him out here, I don't even know what kind of role you'd have him say he's playing. It's like an Andre Iguodala type thing where he's picking up 3, 4, 5 assists per game, leading the team in rebounds, getting the blocks, getting the steals, being kind of just an energy guy. He's been a lot of fun. If we do want to do someone who maybe the skills do project to the NBA and might have a bigger role. I think a guy like some of these shooters, like Aaron Nesmith and Max Strus, I think both of those guys have had huge games, have been totally on fire. Their shot looks so good. They definitely look head and shoulders above the competition. And you're saying, okay, those are guys where the Heat and the Celtics are thinking, those guys probably are going to step into bigger roles this season.
Yeah, Nesmith in particular. He's looked really good, not just as a spot up, but he's creating a little bit. I like that. And that's great for the Celtics, who have struggled to find guys like that in the draft who can finally kind of slip into the rotation because they're going to need him. Another guy, is he the oldest guy in the Summer League? Chris Duarte? He feels like
you mean non Portland Trailblazers edition, non Kenneth Faried, Michael Beasley, Emmanuel Mudiay edition,
non summer league sicko edition of
right.
Yeah, Chris Duarte's been super good for the Pacers. He's averaging 18 points. He's turned the ball over a ton, but like, who cares? It's summer league. But he's shooting 8 threes per game, 44%. Like, this is a guy who projects to just step in from day one and help the Pacers be, you know, what they've always been, just kind of like the super fun, mediocre team. And he just like slides right in.
Chris Duarte was also on my list. I think everyone who's been watching summer league, he's on their list. He has infectious energy, and I think those turnovers are because he's playing a really high usage role where he's dribbling the ball a lot. I don't know if that's what he's going to do on the Pacers. But the thing I love, it's like Conchar, it's the steals and blocks. Duarte is averaging 5 combined steals and blocks per game. Getting that from a perimeter player is ridiculous. Like, it's so much fun. He's clearly one of the better players out here right now, and I think Pacers fans are definitely excited. I think some of my guys, I'm going to combine two on one team. Yeah. I think Hawks fans would definitely be excited where they got Jalen Johnson, where they got Sharif Cooper.
Yep.
Both of those guys look very, very good. Like, Jalen Johnson looks like one of the best players out here. And I knew with lottery, with thinking about the draft, he initially was like a lottery projected guy, and then he kept sliding and sliding. And for them to get him, and now he just looks like, you know, NBA size, NBA body, NBA athleticism, and he's just clearing the glass and he's finishing a lot. And I think a lot of it on offense, the way he's scoring, it's Cooper setting him up. This guy is an incredible floor general. Unbelievable assists. Some like left-hand assist, right-hand assist, right off the dribble, where he's even surprising guys where they're like open under the goal and he like, you know, dings them like right in the face because they're not ready to catch the pass. But like, NBA players will be ready to catch that pass. And so like, is he just going to be backup point guard? Would they go crazy in the Hawks and try to play Trey and Cooper together a little bit? But I think you've seen nothing from those guys that would have you the least bit concerned or pessimistic if you're a Hawks fan.
Yeah, not a Jalen Johnson guy going into the draft at all. And some of that was very small sample size at Duke. He left early. Kind of a weird situation for him. Really, like almost all of his career, even high school up through college, was just lots of strange circumstances and kind of like, I don't know what to do with this guy. Like, but he does look really good in the summer league setting. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk just a few more summer league players. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And we're back from that quick break. I'm glad you mentioned Sharif Cooper, who is like showcasing everything that you'd want him to, including some shooting that was unexpected from him, especially from three. I think a lot of people think he won't shoot it. Now, how many games? He's played 3 games. So like, could this be a blip? Absolutely, it could be a blip. But for now, I think Hawks fans, one, going to the East Finals and then having two guys on your team that are exciting, you know, what more could you ask for? That's great.
Right. Among the top guys, like the big name guys, I'm actually curious to maybe switch up your format a little bit. Are there any of the top 5 picks that you're concerned about? Or have you seen anything that you're like, that might be a problem? Because I think generally, fans of these guys, you can take optimistic takes away from their performances. Yeah. They've all done very exciting things. Like, all the top 5 guys have had big highlight plays, put up some big stats. But is there any one of those 5 where you're like, you know what? I'm a little less sure than I was now.
I'm just taking note of Cade Cunningham getting into the lane and knowing what to do. Like, I'm just taking note of that. I don't know if that's going to be a trend. I don't know if that's something that he is going to figure out in the next summer league game and everything's fine, but he's taking no free throws. He's not finishing well at the rim. He's getting blocked a lot. The burst of speed, which was a concern coming into the draft, is clearly kind of an issue right now. Now, I think he's smart enough to figure it out, but I'm taking note of it. It's not my take, but I'm taking note.
I think that's a brave take, and yeah. I support it. I'm a guy who, like, I never watched Cade Cunningham play, and my team wasn't picking first, so I didn't really study any Cade Cunningham tape, but I have heard for years this was the guy in the draft class. This is who everyone was tanking for. This is why, like, you know, the Thunder were like, this is, we gotta just quit. So, like, so for my perspective of hearing about Cade Cunningham as the absolute number one guy and this franchise changing player, now for me to see him actually playing basketball, little underwhelming. Like, yeah, like, oh,
a little bit.
Okay, he's like, he's cool. Like you're telling me he's a 6'7 point guard. I love those dudes. Like, yeah, a 6'7 point guard who maybe isn't a dominant scorer. I love those dudes. Be like, oh, that's a franchise changing player. All right, maybe. Like, it's been a tad underwhelming. At least he hasn't lived up to the hype for me. And again, my hype was just totally just hearing people talk and actually never seeing him play.
Yeah, I'm an Oklahoma State alum, so I watched a lot of just out of like sheer fandom. He's really good. But there's, I don't know, it's just tough for big wings or big guards to be elite without the burst of speed athleticism. There are just very, very few of them. Like, and you have to be elite at everything else. And so I'm just curious to see how that looks.
I'm not saying he's not going to be great. Just saying, I bought tickets to a thing, and then I was like, oh, well, that wasn't as exciting as I thought it might be. I'll tell you the one who I'm actually more concerned about, and again, this is the smallest sample size theater possible.
Yes.
But Scotty Barnes.
Okay.
I think year one might be weird to bad.
Yeah.
Like, sure. I think his skills on the offensive end are unique, but also challenging with no shot. And with no real pull-up game, if everyone can just sag way off of him, it's going to be very, very interesting. It's going to be a lot of crowded offensive sets and defenses laying way off of him. And so I'll be curious what it looks like. I'm a Florida State alum, but I also never watched him play in college. Oh, yeah. But I am excited. Like, I'm cheering for him. Again, weird tall guys who have unique defensive skills. Like, I love it. That's my favorite archetype of NBA player. But so far in Summer League, I've been like, that guy is... He's rawer than maybe I thought he was going to be, and I don't know if he's going to affect the game when it actually becomes the regular season.
Yeah, with those players, I'm always just so curious about their mental makeup, because if you're left all alone for 82 games to shoot shots, what's your reaction to that? I've seen guys where they have, like, Andre Robertson. I'm not saying like he's Andre Robertson, but I'm saying a guy that no one cared. Like, Chris Paul visibly turned his back to him when the ball got passed to him.
Yeah.
And like, what does that do to players, like, psychologically, that are like, you're supposed to be the best of the best, and no one gives a rip if you're taking a shot? You know, I'm not trying to project anything, but I am just curious to watch it, because if you can get better and don't really care, you don't have a conscience about it. Like, Lu Dort, I'm referencing two Thunder guys, the Thunder always seem to have guys that can't shoot on the perimeter. But like, Lu Dort didn't care and still doesn't. Yeah. He took, how many threes did he take in that game 7 against the Rockets? Like, they left him wide open. They didn't care. He kept taking them. He scored 31 points in that game. So which one is he? Like, how does that look for Scotty Barnes? Because I think if he can be okay with it and just be confident in himself and just keep shooting, like, I think he can get better. But if you get up in your head about it, like, that's when things get weird, like really weird.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he'll be able just to do the defensive things and rebound and, you know, guard people, and then let whoever, Fred VanVleet, Siakam, Ananobi, just take all the shots, and he just kind of floats out there. Another guy I've actually kind of excited about, not for what he's done in Summer League, but how I think he might project. Someone who I thought was going to be more raw is Jonathan Kuminga. Like, yeah. I've actually was impressed by Kuminga, and I feel like there's a good chance that he could be a more useful player for the Warriors early on this season than I was led to believe.
Yeah, the word raw was like is the wrong word for him. And it has always been the wrong word for him because he's like really skilled. I think it's more of like, can you string together the good moments? Because it's like five good moments, 20 bad moments. Like
we call that a bull bull.
Yeah, it's very bull bull, like short, stocky bull bull. His size though, and his physical nature, like, yeah, like let's do it today. Like
that's one of the things. Ready. The physical nature is one of those things in summer league that pops. You're like, that person is more athletic than everyone else. And the way he's attacking right now, I think in the regular season, when he's not the primary offensive focus, when he's just a dude on the court, you know, with Steph Curry, I think it could be nasty. Like I think it could be better than we thought, or at least from someone who just read draft reports, better than I was led to believe based on his draft profiles.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks so much for listening to Daily Ding. Sorry if we didn't talk about your player. Sorry. Shouts to Emmanuel Quickley, Desmond Bane, Cam Thomas, Trey Jones, Tyrese Maxey. Big shouts to all those guys. They're good. Patrick Williams, good. Sorry we didn't talk about him. Thanks to Keith. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll talk to you guys again next week.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.